I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. ExxonMobil's profits fell dramatically in the third quarter as the company was hurt by lower prices for crude oil and natural gas. The Texas oil giant reported $3.17 billion in profits for that third quarter, but it was down 49% from the same time last year. Total revenue was $65.05 billion, down 15% from the same time last year. So what kind of impact will that have for us here in Southeast New Mexico? I'll speak with Ryan Flynn, Executive Director of New Mexico Oil and Gas Association, on Friday. 38-year-old Luis Fino Navarrete III was shot and killed by an Ector County, Texas Sheriff's deputy following a high-speed chase in Odessa Friday night. According to reports, Navarrete had an active warrant for aggravated assault. On Friday night, he was spotted and a chase began along Interstate 20. It ended in Odessa when Navarrete got out of his vehicle and pointed a gun at a deputy, who then shot and killed him. The Texas Rangers are investigating the shooting. Drivers will be happy to know that the corridor project along Highway 54 and 70 between Alamogordo and Tularosa has been completed. The improvements include new shoulders, wider turn lanes, and new medians. Now, work began 2 years ago, although it seemed longer than that. The project cost $32 million. In an October 21st interview with State Senator Bill Burt, who lives in Alamogordo, he said that the project would be completed around this time. And he was right.
The first week or so of November, completely done. The orange bells will then go away. Travel between Tularosa and Alamogordo will be back to normal on a very, very nice highway between the two communities.
New Mexico is taking steps to bring more than 1,000 alleged violent criminals in the state to justice. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued an executive order to create a task force to round up more than 1,600 fugitives charged with violent crimes. The task force is called the Fugitive Apprehension Unit, and units like this exist around the country. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.